Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Clarity First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you laser focus on what matters and crush your goals. Today's topic, building confidence through success. Ever felt like you were faking it till you made it? Like that inner voice is constantly whispering doubts, even when things are going well. Yeah, I get it. But here's the thing. Confidence isn't something you wait for, it's something you build. And guess what? Success is the ultimate confidence builder. Let's break down how to leverage those wins to level up your self-belief. First off, understand that every small victory contributes to a bigger picture. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each quest completed, each enemy defeated, adds to your overall strength and experience. Same goes for life. That presentation you nailed, the deadline you crushed, the tough conversation you had with Grace, those are all wins. Celebrate them, no matter how small they seem. Second, remember that confidence is a skill, just like any other. And like any skill, it takes practice. So, step outside your comfort zone regularly. Take on new challenges, even if they scare you a little. Embrace those learning moments. Because let's face it, we all stumble sometimes. What matters is how we get back up and keep moving forward. Each time you overcome a hurdle, your confidence grows. It's like that muscle in your arm getting stronger every time you lift weights. Third, don't be afraid to learn from your mistakes. We're human, we make them. What matters is how we handle them. Analyze what went wrong, identify areas for improvement, and adjust your approach. See those setbacks as valuable lessons that ultimately contribute to your growth. Think of it like this. A basketball player doesn't get better by only making shots. They learn from the misses too. Next up, surround yourself with positive influences. You know, those people who lift you up, believe in you, and inspire you to be your best self? They're invaluable. Avoid negative energy and drama. It drains your confidence like a sponge sucking up water. Focus on building genuine connections with people who support your goals and celebrate your wins. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Talk to yourself the way you'd talk to a good friend, with encouragement and understanding. Remember, everyone has doubts and insecurities. It's part of being human. What sets confident people apart is their ability to navigate those feelings and keep moving forward. Let's say your dream job is finally within reach. You've been prepping for the interview, practicing your answers, honing your skills. But now, that familiar voice of self-doubt creeps in. What if you mess up? What if they choose someone else? You start doubting yourself, even though you know you're qualified and prepared. Here's where the Stoic principles we've talked about come into play. Instead of letting those doubts take over, acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Remember all those wins you've had along the way. That project you aced? The time you spoke up in a meeting and impressed your colleagues? These are reminders that you have the capabilities to succeed. Approach the interview with confidence, knowing that you've put in the work and deserve to be there. And if things don't go exactly as planned, remember that it's just one step in the journey. Learn from the experience, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Confidence isn't about being flawless. It's about resilience, growth, and embracing challenges head-on. Remember, building confidence is a continuous process, a marathon, not a sprint. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. Trust me, the results will speak for themselves. So, what's one small win you can celebrate today? What's one challenge you can tackle head-on this week? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep each other motivated. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you don't miss a single episode of Clarity First. Until next time, stay focused, stay confident, and keep crushing your goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.